Start 1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. Immigration is front and center when it comes to election issues. And Donald Trump has been talking about it in Las Vegas, part of his first campaign appearance since his conviction.
If Joe Biden truly wanted to sign an executive order to stop the invasion, right now all he needs to do is say, I hereby immediately reinstate every single border policy of a gentleman named Donald J. Trump.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas on ABC's This Week.
What we need is congressional action. We cannot resource the Department of Homeland Security, the Department of State, the Department of Justice with additional personnel. We need Congress to legislate.
With the election less than 5 months off, tight doesn't even begin to describe the race.
According to the latest CBS News poll, it's effectively a tie between the likely nominees.
Donald Trump leads Joe Biden by 1 point nationally.
Deputy Director of Surveys Jennifer DePinto.
Joe Biden leads Trump by 1 point across the collective battleground states.
So what's most important for voters?
Donald Trump's guilty verdict ranks far behind issues like the economy, inflation, and the border, all issues on which Trump has an advantage.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
Israel's former military chief has resigned from the government, War Cabinet Minister Benny Gantz saying because Prime Minister Netanyahu is handling the Gaza war wrong. Many Israelis want him to make a deal for the return of the hostages. This woman in Tel Aviv says the resignation may be a wake-up call.
I think maybe it can be a positive thing. Using always the card of now it's not the time to be political is dangerous because it's been already 8 months of war, so we can't stay in the status quo all the time.
Temperature right now in Phoenix, 103.
The last 3 days was brutal, brutal, brutal.
It's been super hot, like I can't even be outside anymore.
And the hits just keep on coming with a high tomorrow in Phoenix expected to hit 105, then 110 for the next 4 days. Florida Panhandle beaches have been open all weekend after a brief closure due to a pair of shark attacks east of Destin.
This is a very, very rare event.
NOAA biologist John Carlson says there's still a lot of questions, though, about the attacks.
I can't say whether it's the same shark or multiple sharks. And like I said, we have so many different species here. Bull sharks are probably the most likely shark that would attack a human, and the reason for that is because they're a larger shark and they feed on larger prey.
One woman lost part of her arm. Two teenage girls were also bitten. Carlson says the shark or sharks may have mistaken them for their natural prey. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Kitchen's Open on WFHR, a feature within the morning show every Monday at 9. Join me, Melissa Kay, and my guests to learn about food-related topics that will interest and entertain.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Tonight, clearing by daybreak, we'll see a low around 42. Sunshine for Monday, a high near 71. Mostly clear for Monday night and lows in the mid-40s. Tuesday, partly sunny, breezy, a high near 70. Much warmer on Wednesday. We'll have highs near 80 degrees.
It's 64 at our studios.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair You're on air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno Fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno Fest for charity or something?
That'd be cool.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Watch out!
You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
One and all, it is once again time for Seth Faces the Music, the show that doesn't require your sight, but it certainly opens up your mind's eye. Join me today as we do songs about those two organs that make humans so unique. We are sight-based, everyone, but that doesn't mean we can't enjoy the sounds of all the songs about eyes. We open up the show today with the Spotniks' Dark Eyes, and we're moving on to number two, so join me, won't you, as we go into Daryl Hall and John Oates' Private Eyes.
Bye.
What do you wanna make those eyes at me for? If they don't mean what they say, they make me glad, they make me sad, they make me want a lot of things that I never had. You fooling around with me now. Where hell you lead me on and then you run away? Well, that's all right. I'll get you alone tonight. And baby, you'll find you're messing with dynamite. So what do you wanna make those eyes at me for? If they don't mean what they say. We'll be right back.
And that was Red Eyes from the spectacularly named band War on Drugs. And before that, we had Emil Ford and the Checkmates with What Do You Want to Make Those Eyes at Me For? A very long title. It is a standard, everyone, from a musical back from the 1900s. They kind of brought it back up into the 1950s. One more song for this opening segment on our show about eyes. We're going to go back to the 1960s for this one from his great album, game-changing album, Electric Ladyland. Here's Jimi Hendrix with Gypsy Eyes.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
do your pretty eyes cry mine love? Mm-hmm. Pretty eyes, why do your pretty eyes cry my love? Is there someone else that you've been thinking of? Mm-hmm. Pretty eyes, mm-hmm. Pretty eyes, what in the world do your pretty eyes see? Mm-hmm. Pretty eyes, what in the world do your pretty eyes see that makes them cry when they look at me? Mm-hmm. Pretty eyes, mm-hmm. Pretty eyes, you say that your love is true, that I should believe in you, there could never be another love for you, but I know, I know why your pretty eyes cry. Mm-hmm. Pretty eyes, I know why your pretty eyes cry. They just don't know how to say goodbye. Mm-hmm. Pretty eyes, mm-hmm. Pretty eyes, you say that your love is true, I should believe in you, there could never be another love for you, but I know why your pretty eyes cry, mm-hmm. Pretty eyes, I know why your pretty eyes cry. They just don't know how to say goodbye. Mm-hmm. Pretty eyes, mm-hmm. Pretty eyes, mm-hmm. Pretty eyes, mm-hmm. Pretty eyes.
And that was the great Trini Lopez, Pretty Eyes, from The Folk Album. That is what it's called, actually, just The Folk Album. And before that, I hope you were holding up your boomboxes, everyone, from that iconic scene from the movie Say Anything. In Your Eyes, Sweet or Creepy, Stalking or Pursuing, I guess that one is up to you. Up next, we have one of the great voices in jazz. She started hitting it really big in the 1990s. In fact, I was quite lucky to see her live back in the late 1990s when she was getting her start. She has become an icon in the jazz world and, let's just say, the music world. Here's Diana Krall with the title track from her album, When I Look in Your Eyes.
I see the wisdom of the world in your eyes. I see the sadness of a thousand goodbyes. When I look in, no surprise to see the softness of the moon in your eyes, the gentle sparkle of the stars in your eyes. When I look in deepness of the sea, I see the deepness of the love, the love I feel you feel for me. Autumn comes, summer dies. I see the passing of the years in your eyes. And when we part, there'll be no tears, no goodbyes. I'll just look to we'll be right back.
bar to a restaurant. You say it's love you want. I realize I can see it in your eyes. You're moving on to something more.
From their record-breaking debut album, Business as Usual, that was Men at Work with I Can See It in Your Eyes. Possibly a lesser-known track on that album, but I think it is still fabulous. Stay close, everyone. We've got lots more music coming up on Seth Faces the Music about eyes. Coming up next, we do have a classic from a pioneering 60s band. The album had kind of a cheeky cover on it, kind of gross, too, if you take a look at it. We'll be playing one of their big ones coming up here on WFHR.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
You wouldn't let a little cold weather or snow interrupt your outdoor cooking experience. No, of course not. You're the master of the pit. No wind or snow or ice is slowing you down. So that's why we at Grandpa's Barbecue salute you. The rich, original flavor of barbecue the way it was meant to be. But you should also know that it works great in a crock pot, too. Shh, you didn't hear that from us. Grandpa's Barbecue, available in select stores and online at Grandpa's Barbecue Shop.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June as Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
If you dig into the history of the LGBTQ plus movement in our state, you may be surprised by what you find. The first public call to get rid of restrictions against gay people was discussed by Wisconsin officials in 1966, not long after voters elect several openly gay leaders for the first time. But a 1982 law stands out as Wisconsin becomes the first state to prohibit discrimination in employment, housing, and public accommodations on the basis of sexual orientation. An extraordinary history of Wisconsin pride. I'm Terry Barr.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Tonight, clearing by daybreak, we'll see a low around 42. Sunshine for Monday, a high near 71. Mostly clear for Monday night and lows in the mid-40s. Tuesday, partly sunny, breezy, a high near 70. Much warmer on Wednesday. We'll have highs near 80 degrees.
It's 64 at our studios.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind the blue eyes. No one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies. But my dreams, they aren't as empty as my conscience seems to be. Vengeance. like to feel these feelings like I do.
And I blame you.
No one bites back as hard on their anger. None of my pain or woe
can show through.
That's never free. Everything to me. When she's all alone, she cries. I'd do anything to take away her tears, because they're Rosalinda's eyes. Senorita, don't be lonely, I will soon be there. Searching for you everywhere. I got a chance to make it. It's time for me to take it. I'll return before the fire dies in Rosalinda's eyes.
Puerto Rican band. Union wages, wedding clothes. Hardly anyone has seen how good I am. Rosalinda says she knows. Crazy Latin dancing solo down in Herald Square. Oh, Havana, I've been searching for you everywhere.
Quite possibly my favorite Billy Joel non-hit track. That was Rosalinda's Eyes from his album 52nd Street. And before that, Behind Blue Eyes, a true classic from The Who, from their album Who's Next. Up next, we have a band that was really, really big in England, their home country. They had also a big following in Europe, and they were kind of a cult favorite here in the United States, got some college radio play. But I have to say, they have some very, very dramatic songs, including this next one, which it may not sound like it, but it's actually about nuclear holocaust, everyone. So duck and cover for Dancing with Tears in My Eyes from Ultravox.
Oh, Harmon, he was sitting in the witness stand. The judge's wife called up the district attorney. She said, free that brown-eyed man. If you want your job, you better free that brown-eyed man. Flying across the desert in a TWA, I saw a woman walk across the sand. She'd been walking 30 miles en route to Bombay to meet a brown-eyed handsome man. Her destination was a brown-eyed handsome man. Way back in history, 3,000 years, in fact, ever since the world began, there's been a whole lot of good women shedding tears over a brown-eyed handsome man. It's a lot of trouble with a brown-eyed handsome man. She had the world in the palm of her hand. She lost both her arms in a wrestling match to meet a brown-eyed handsome man. She fought and won herself a brown-eyed handsome man. 2-3 the count with nobody on. He hit a high fly into the stand. Round the third he was headed for home. It was a brown-eyed handsome man that won the game. It was a brown-eyed handsome man.
Chuck Berry was indeed a brown-eyed handsome man himself. One of his early let's just say all of his early music were classics. I'm just going to say it. I'm not afraid. I will say it. Chuck Berry was a great musician. As a human being, but nobody's perfect. That just about wraps up hour one for Seth Faces the Music this week, everyone. And we'll be back right after the top of the hour. But stay with us right now. We got a song to play us out. Here's the Pointer Sisters. Here's Angry Eyes.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.